Ready for a healthier you? It's time for Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.
Welcome to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B. I'm Dr. Jeffrey Vallon, chiropractic physician, and this is the part where I say, and with me, my co-host, Brenda B. But Brenda B is out today, and she is on another trip up to New York. And for those listeners who have heard me say before, the last two times she went up to New York, there were some plane problems where one time the wing was leaking some hydraulic fluid, another time the landing gear wouldn't come down. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed that this time Brenda B is going to be A-OK getting in there and getting out of there. I told her she's not allowed to leave town anymore and take a plane flight. It was a tricky thing there, but I'm keeping my fingers crossed. And I know she's up there. She's filming a 13, well, she's helping produce the filming of a 13-part PBS series. And when she comes back, maybe she can tell us a little bit more about that. But today we will be talking about the Flora line of products, and specifically the fluorescence product. And we have Alberto Trujillo with us today. And Alberto is the expert and the spokesperson on Flora supplements. And he has been on numerous programs, radio programs worldwide, because of his vast knowledge and expertise in this field. Alberto, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hi, Dr. B. Pleased to be here with you.
Oh, sure. And let me just ask you, before we get into specifics about the fluorescence product and the Flora products in general, a lot of times people take this for the purpose of natural detoxification, and their bodies can't handle this sort of natural detoxification of toxins on their own. Why is that?
Probably because we basically become repositories for man-made chemicals. And really, most of the chemical toxins that we're worrying about today are created by man. So we're talking about pollution and industrial that's created industrial process. We're talking about solvents that we put into, say, our household cleaners, our health and beauty products that we're actually putting directly onto our skin. We're talking about chemical toxins like bisphenols that we put in plastics that we use for food containers, phthalates, pesticides, of course. Food toxins are huge, right? So dioxins and PCBs and preservatives like benzenes that are linked to cancers and hormones and GMOs, allergens, heavy metals, all these kinds of chemical toxins that at some point we've introduced into our environment. They used to be peaceful or non-existent at all in some place, but today they're all over our habitats. And so really our body is designed to deal mostly with endotoxins, so the toxins that we produce during our metabolism, because there are obviously wastes that are produced during our basic metabolism. But most of these chemical toxins that we believe are causing issues today, disrupting our hormonal system, maybe altering our cellular development and so on, creating problems for the kidneys and the liver and the intestinal tract and the skin and the brain also, these are mostly man-made.
So let me just understand. I think what you're saying is that the human body has evolved over millions of years to deal with the toxins that we had been exposed to in our environment, and all of a sudden there is this whole new group of toxins out there that the human body has not been exposed to before and can't really handle it immediately, instantly, if that's what you're explaining.
That's correct, especially when we're exposed to many of them at continuous times. And so what's happening is that the body, the liver, and the kidneys, and the whole organ system that are in charge of removing chemical toxins are being overburdened, and in some cases they're not able to manage the types of chemical toxins that we're dealing with today, especially the ones that have more serious consequences like disrupting our hormonal system. And so there are other issues associated with these kinds of chemicals that are not just directly toxicity.
And I do want to mention, though, that, and I found this fascinating, when we speak to the medical field directly about toxins, there are very specific definitions of toxins, and those would be things like venom from a snake bite, a jellyfish sting, certain types of red ants. Those are the creatures that are spiders. Those are the creatures that the medical community defines as having a toxin that goes into you, and these other things out in the environment, the pollutants, they're not really classifying as toxins, but in the natural health field, basically just about anything that's bad for you, we just give the catch-all phrase toxin, and that's where we're coming up with a lot of these things, right? These concepts.
Yeah, it's interesting, and I can see how the medical establishment views poisonous toxins as such. We're talking about the chemicals really that are synthesized or are produced by our own behaviors that are taxing our organ system in charge of removing toxic waste.
And it doesn't matter what you call it. It's bad for the body. That's the bottom line, you know? I mean, really. And the overall effect that they have on our health, I mean, it's just devastating in some cases, because doesn't some of these toxins just build up in different organs of the body and just over a long period where you don't notice it at first, and then later on, it'll just hit you all at once. It'll be that straw that broke the camel's back kind of thing, right?
Well, this is the problem is there are certain toxins that we call fat-soluble toxins. They're water-soluble and fat-soluble. And the fat-soluble ones are the ones that we're most concerned with because they accumulate in our fat cells. And we all know that fat cells are difficult to get rid of. And so in this manner, as they build up in our fat cells, they can start causing issues. Say, for example, if you are depositing, say, mercury, which we obviously worry about because it's a fat-soluble toxin, and this is why you normally will find it in the fat of, say, an animal, fish, whatever. But, you know, most companies do a good job of taking those heavy metals out of their products, which is very important, because otherwise we would have a main source of these. And so anyways, so the mercury, for example, it tends to deposit into mitochondria and affect also other vital organs like the heart and our immune system. And so now you're going to have some health issues associated with that. There are things like being affected by heavy metals in our thyroid, and our thyroid is in charge of cell energy metabolism. And so now you're dealing with two separate situations because of heavy metals that are released by combustion in the industrial process that are affecting your energy. One is the thyroid, and the other one is your mitochondria, which of course is our powerhouse inside our little cells. So now people are lacking energy.
And you know, I find it fascinating you mentioned about depositing in the fat cells, because there are so many people that I've spoken to that when they go on a diet and they start to lose some weight, how bad sometimes they feel. And I try to tell them, you're releasing a lot of that, you're burning up a lot of that stuff that was just put in those fat cells years ago, and it's just coming out now, you know. And you remember, you know, because they said, oh, I'm eating so much better now, why do I feel a certain way? And it's like, isn't it? It's just all that stuff's coming out of them, isn't it? Is that really what's going on?
What you're doing is, yes, you're dissolving, you're mobilizing those fat cells that could be containing a great deal of fat-soluble toxins, again, which are the ones that we worry about. And what's going to happen is they are going to cause some stagnation and also overburden the liver. And so now the liver has to deal with all these toxins that are being released because you're getting rid of all this fat, these fat cells. And so now you have liver congestion. And so some of the symptoms associated with that is now you have nausea and you have, you know, problems, even vomiting and or headaches and all sorts of different symptoms that make you feel horrible. And that's part of mobilizing all these toxins while you're losing, you know, significant amount of weight.
And we've got about 2 minutes or so till we get to the second segment. But before we do, I want to then just cover, because it's a perfect segue into the Flora Fluorescence product, which is a gentle detox for the whole body. Just give us a summary of the concept here before we go into the details of it. I'm holding a bottle in my hand. It's a great product. Tell me now, what's the scoop behind it?
Well, basically the overview is that there are eight herbs in here that can support the systems that is responsible for gathering and removing toxins from our body, old cells, infected cells, cells that have been infected by bacteria, viruses, parasites, or even damaged by chemical toxins. And so there's a system in charge of removing these cells and toxins, and fluorescence can support that system.
See, that's a fabulous product. I mean, for anyone who's either taking it on a diet or they're just wanting to help gently detox their body, because this isn't the kind of detox you're going to do where, oh my God, I just really feel like, you know, I just want to go lie in, you know, in bed all day. This is a product that helps you get through your detox without feeling bad, right? I mean, you can feel pretty good.
That's exactly right. This is what people need to understand, and maybe you need to clarify that this is not a colon cleanse laxative product. There are no laxatives in this product. Detoxification is an ongoing bodily process that is used to identify, gather, and remove chemical toxins and waste. And this system of detoxification is happening 24/7. So it's very different from doing a colon cleanse, laxative cleanse type product.
Yeah, you see, I see the word whole body on there. I mean, that's really important. It's not a digestive cleanse. And we're going to cover a little bit more about this when we come back. You're listening to Gulf Coast Nutrition with Dr. V and Brenda B.